When my son was in nursery school, I would visit sometimes. And there was a times of the day when the kids were a bit wild, running around. Leave it to your imagination what wild nursery school kids might be doing in a big group. Noisy for sure. But when the schedule of time came for the activities to change, this remarkable teacher we had, he would go stand in the middle of the classroom and just stand. He's, you know, a tall guy compared to the kids. And he'd stand there upright, and he would begin whispering something. And as the kids realized that he was speaking very softly, they would stop what they're doing and over a minute or two slow down and sit down at his feet and pay attention. He didn't have to yell at them to be quiet, come here, sit down. He just stood there calmly, upright, with a certain kind of strength and certain kind of gentleness, and started sweetly, kindly whisper something that they could barely hear. And then they gathered together, and the whole place settled down and got quiet and peaceful. All the kids were quiet. So the same way, our minds can be like a crowded nursery school, or if you need to be a more sophisticated person, then, you know, a crowded convention. And lots of people, you know, or a cantankerous or a contentious board meeting. All the different members of the board are all speaking at once and wanting different things. And you're kind of like the chair of the board. And if you yell at them to get their attention or try to discipline into being, you know, ruly and quiet, it's probably counterproductive. But there's a way of being that's a little bit like that nursery school teacher. Calm, upright, where the attention, the awareness, is kind of compelling, kind of calling all the different parts of us to come together and get quiet. But how we are, in how we're aware, is so important. Often we're focusing on what we're aware of, what we're mindful of. We bring our mindfulness to the breathing and focusing on the breathing, for example. But equally important is how we're aware. And can we be aware of breathing and body and sounds and sensations, thoughts, emotions, in such a way that it's really clear we're standing in the middle of the room, standing kind of with some sense of presence and rootedness. But also a kind of presence that welcomes or encourages everything else around us, all the to begin to settle and arrive and gather together. And what is that way? So this has to do with how we're aware. And to be aware clearly, with some strength or some commitment with the awareness. But have the awareness be gentle, or have the awareness be soft, or maybe quiet, without straining or striving, and without reluctance or complacency or laziness. An awareness that is balanced between being for or being against something. It's neither for or against, it's just there, present, in such a way that everything settles, everything gathers, everything becomes included in that field of awareness. So I would like to lead you through an exercise that I often do on retreats, and the exercise has many different lessons to it, and I think that it's valuable in its own right just to do this, to see what comes up. And I'll start it the usual way, and then I'll switch to for us to be aware of how we're aware. So, taking a posture that is alert and relaxed, and giving some care to your posture. Maybe making micro adjustments, partly to be more comfortable, partly to be more alert, and partly to begin the process of showing up in the present moment. Then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and settle in more deeply, relax as you exhale. Relaxing the shoulders, softening and relaxing the belly. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And take a few more cycles of breathing to relax as you exhale. Including relaxing the thinking mind. Relaxing the tensions or pressures, contractions associated with thinking. And then bring your attention to your right hand and feel the sensations of your hand, the top of the hand, the palm of the hand, the fingers. Feeling the tingling, the warmth and the coolness. The contact of where the hand is touching some part of your body or something. the softness, the hardness. The sensations of heaviness or lightness in the hand. Vibration. Pleasant and unpleasant sensations. With your attention on the hand, you probably feel many more sensations there than if you would if you were focusing elsewhere. Having the awareness in the hands heightens the sensations we feel. Maybe different sensations in the fingers than in the palm, than in the back of the hand. And now become aware of how you're attentive to the hand. Are you maybe not doing so? Are you doing it reluctantly or partially? Or are you eager and straining? Using your eyes, even with their closed, to kind of look at your hand. Searching. Are you, in being aware of the hand, are you doing so thinking a lot about it? If you are, maybe quiet the thinking mind so the awareness can be more about sensing the hand. The silence sensing of how the hand experiences itself. If in being aware, if there's any tension or contraction in trying to be aware, is it possible to relax that tension? And as you relax, to open receptively to the right hand. And then calmly and deliberately switch your awareness to the left hand, becoming aware of the sensations there. And being also aware of what it's like to be aware of it, the nature of the attention. And is there any baggage that comes along with that attention? Judgments about this exercise, preferences, resistances or confusions? How simple can you allow the awareness of the left hand be? And then to switch your attention again, this time to where you usually experience your breathing. Not so much maybe the breathing itself, but the location in your body where you usually feel your breathing. And let the awareness reside there as if awareness is the nursery school teacher that's standing straight and open, receptive. Standing in the place where you do your breathing. Letting the awareness be receptive, open, with a certain commitment to stand there, to be there. Without being for or against, but just taking in the sensations in that part of your body, including the sensations of breathing. And as you're aware of breathing, is anything your mind doing that's extra, not needed? Resisting, judging, preferring? Being for or against anything? Wanting it to be different? Awareness itself is very simple, kind of without anything extra, just aware. And to the best that's available to you, see if you can get to register or take in what it's like to get to have an awareness which is simple and present, just here without being for or against, very little extra. And even if it's just for a few moments, see if you can take a few those moments to get a sense what that's like, this kind of awareness. Awareness that's just here in the present moment with what's happening. No need to think about past and future. Just the sensations, just the experience. So with whatever way you've registered this, how you're aware, that maybe is less reactive, less for and against than usual, less extra stuff in it, the simplicity of awareness. Let that awareness now become aware of how you're feeling emotionally. Whatever mood or emotion or how you're feeling now. And see if that you can maintain that simple awareness of how you're feeling. As if how you're feeling has permission to be there. But you're the simple, upright presence that's aware of it without being for or against. Just open and receptive. allowing it to be as it is, with as little extra ideas, reactions, commentary, just the simplicity of how it is in the moment now, in and of itself. Maybe where this upright, quiet awareness stands is in the place in the body that's most associated with how you're feeling now. So there's a kind of intimacy with your feelings, your emotions, no matter how subtle it might be. A simple awareness of the experience of how you're feeling, where the how you're aware has some feeling, some quality of freedom in relationship to how you're feeling. And then you can return to, if you want, to where the body is breathing, to the body's own experience of how it is to breathe right now. Experimenting with how you're aware. So that how you're aware is committed to be standing there in the middle of the classroom, clearly, kindly, strongly, aware of what is, but not being for or against. Nothing complicated, nothing extra, just aware. Receptive and allowing of the gathering together here, this moment, to this present moment experience. Perhaps all the desperate parts of ourselves can quietly settle down together with the breathing. And if anything occurs that is more compelling than the breathing, that takes you away or pulls on you, experiment with bringing this how you're aware. Switch your attention to this other thing and see if you can be aware of it simply, without being for or against, without a lot of extra things added to the awareness, just aware. gently becoming aware of how the mind is, how the awareness is. Would it be good to give a little bit more presence or strength to your awareness, just gently, so the rest of you knows that there's someone here, attentive and caring and supportive. Or can the awareness be relaxed more? Is there tensions or pressures straining in it? And if you relax your mind or your awareness, can you do so by opening it up so it's a little bit more clear, a little bit more receptive and present for present moment experience? as we come to the end of the sitting, to again notice the quality of your awareness. Can you, when you hear the bell ending the sitting, not lose this awareness, not rush into your thoughts and other concerns, and but stay somehow in this place of being aware receptively, openly, without being for or against. It's possible that after these days of being on retreat that you can bring these two things together, that a big part of what mindfulness is to see things more clearly, to see the breathing, to see our sensations, and have greater clarity to see what's here. And the other half of mindfulness is how you're aware. So you're aware without being for or against. You can be for and against in other ways, in your thoughts, but the awareness itself is not for and against. Awareness itself always stays simple. And you know it's simple, or close to that, if you're aware of what's happening in the present, as it's happening in the present. And maybe these two can be, you can go back and forth and be a caretaker of how you are attentive. Care for how you bring your attention. Don't get lost in what is happening. Don't get lost in your thoughts and your feelings. But also remember to care for how you're aware, how you're attentive. And see if you can be attentive in a way that allows all the kids to settle down and feel safe and cozy together. And whether what I'm saying makes sense to you or not, maybe this is a good day to stay really close to your practice bubble, your practice, your samadhi bubble. Stay close to your body. Stay close and do things as you go through the day. Go at a pace and go with an intention to not lose your practice, not lose your awareness, not lose your mindfulness of the body. Conduct yourself through the day at the speed of mindfulness. And I hope you all enjoy the day, and thank you for being here.